So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. I'm talking about Loki, Glorious Purpose. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning into the podcast. I'm your host, Betty. We're going to be talking about, you know, like I said in the introduction, about Loki. Since we talked about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I figured we should do this show too. I want to do WandaVision sometime in the future, but I don't know when I'll get to pick that up. But anyway, so I got a couple things to discuss off the top here. I'm going to try and get a schedule going, you know, better. But I've had a lot going on in my personal life this past week, so I hope y'all can just bear with me. I'm still going to cover Cobra Kai on Mondays. I've added Friends to Wednesdays because my sister, Robin, she works, and I don't know when we'll have a chance to do Farmhouse Fixer. We're still going to do that, but when she gets her life, you know, when she gets into a routine to get into doing it, then we'll pick that back up. But for right now, I'm gonna start doing Friends because I recently binge watched it, and you know I'm having a Friends moment, honestly, because I watched the reunion and then I wanted to watch all the 10 seasons, and I did. I binged that in like a week. So, and I was like, I looked up to see if there was any podcasts about Friends, and there's really not that many. So I thought, well, hey, you know, it's a fun TV show, and I'm a big fan. Why don't I try it? So, yeah, I'm going to pick that up on Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, I'm going to get back to Outlander, but right now, you know, since Loki is going on, I'm going to start doing Loki on Fridays. When it goes off, I'll pick back Outlander back up from season 2. So that's what's going to happen. So, you know, Outlander is just on a break, okay? You see what I did there? Okay, no. If you don't watch Friends, you don't understand what I just did there. But yeah, we were on a break, you know, the whole thing. Anyway, Outlander is just on a break. So anyways, let's just get into the episode of Loki. The synopsis reads, after picking up the Tesseract in Avengers Endgame, Loki finds himself called before the Time Variance Authorities, TVA, a Kafkaesque bureaucratic organization that exists outside of time and space. So, yeah, this episode, it starts out, but the synopsis said that it starts out at the end of Avengers Endgame, and I don't think it starts out at the end of Avengers, the first one. But, of course, Loki, at the end of Avengers, he didn't escape like he did at the beginning of this episode. Because, you know, they dropped the Tesseract, and, you know, he picks it up, and he goes to the desert, the Magnolia, the Gobi Desert in Magnolia. So he falls through the sky, and he lands there, and he sees those people that are from Magnolia, and, you know, they don't speak English and everything, and he's all, you know, saying, I have my glorious purpose in all of this, you know, and that's the name of this episode. But then there's people that come through these, like, I don't know, these doors, in space, and they, you know, he goes to them because they understand him and everything. But there's a woman there that tells him that he needs to come with them because he's arrested for messing up the timeline and everything. And she hits him and it goes in slow motion. You know, he falls and you can see his mouth is doing the whole flappy thing and everything. And he's falling in slow motion. But and she tells him that he can feel that pain in real time, though. So I thought that was really funny, and the visual effects to that was so great. So, you know, as he's falling, she puts this strap around his neck, like a collar thing around his neck. And anyway, she takes him back through one of those doors, and they're in this, it looks like an old office building from the 70s to me. And I've noticed this, anytime you have shows or anything where they deal with time travel like this. I've noticed a lot of times the place looks like it came from the 70s, and I don't know why that is, but like I watch Doctor Who, and there's a, of course, Doctor Who did come out in the early 50s, I want to say, or early 60s, late 50s, early 60s is when Doctor Who came out. So that makes sense why that would, they would keep with tradition on that show. And that probably started it with all these other shows, because I watched the Umbrella Academy too, and there's a similar situation in that show where, you know, the time traveling headquarters is usually, it looks like it's from the 70s. I think though that the Umbrella Academy, and it's been a while since I've watched that, you know, they're in their hiatus, so it's been a while since I've seen a new episode, but I think it's really like it's supposed to look like it come from the 70s, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyways, that's not the point. This place looks like it's from the 70s, and she takes him in there, and the little guy, you know, she checks him in, and she gives him the Tesseract to put away, and you know, Loki's telling this guy to be careful with that, you know, because it's the Tesseract and everything like that. And so this woman, she leads him over to an elevator looking, you know, doors, and you know, he's making his threats to her, you know, if you cross me there will be consequences and all of this, and you know, and she just don't care what he's saying. She shoves him into the elevator area, and inside there's like this robot thing, and it wants to remove his clothes, but he's like, you know, this is Asgardian leather, you know. And, but anyway, so the little robot, burns his clothes off, and he's standing there naked. But he falls through the chute, the trap door thing, and he has clothes on when he falls through, like a jumpsuit. And then there's another guy that he, faces, and he wants him to confirm that, you know, he gives him a stack of papers and says to confirm that this is everything you've ever said, ever. And, you know, Loki's like, are you serious and everything? And so this machine starts spitting out words every time he says something. So he signs it, and he goes to the next place, and it's, you know, this guy's telling him to confirm that he has a soul, you know, that he's not a robot or anything like that. And Loki's like, well, what if I don't know that I'm a robot and everything? And but he tells him to walk through, and he goes through the thing, you know, it's fine, Loki's not a robot, y'all. So he goes through this other place, and there's a guy that was brought in at the same time he was brought in, and he's going through there too. And so they're going through this, like, looks like a line to talk with the judge or whatever. And there's a lady there's a little cartoon that comes on the TV monitors that explains why they're there, you know, because they mess with the timeline, and they, you know, they veered off of their course, and that these people here, the TVA, are here to put them back on course and everything like that. And before he went through, the guard told him to take a ticket too, by the way, like a number, you know. And I gotta mention that because in a minute. And so he's walking through the line, you know, and he's listening to this lady, and she's talking about how these gods, you know, they are like the keepers of time and everything. And if you go off your course, you know, they had to, I mean, back in, you know, ancient times or whatever, there were people that went off the timeline, and they started all kinds of wars and stuff. So these people are trying to keep it, you know, going straight, going forward. You know, if you mess with the time, you get arrested and all this. That's what's happening with Loki right now. So anyway, he's going through there, and then the little guy finally gets, the other little guy that's there, he gets to the to where he has to show his ticket, and he said he didn't get one and everything. And so the guard shoots a laser at him, and he disintegrates. And Loki, you know, he's like trying to find his ticket to make sure he has it and everything like that. And he goes and he talks with the guard there and everything. But it goes to a new scene. Well, it does like this opening sequence for, you know, and it shows Loki's name and everything. And then it goes to a new scene where there's more of those, I guess you would call them police. I don't know. The TVA people They're in this church, and I think it was 1549. I think that was the date. Anyway, and they're investigating something. Something happened that they're investigating it. And it kind of looks like whoever they're hunting has been killing their agents, you know, has been killing the TVA. And the guy there, he's standing there, and this little kid walks through, and the other, guard guy wants to, you know, kill the kid, you know, just destroy the kid. And of course, then this other guy's name is Morbius. He doesn't want to hurt the child because it's just a child. Anyway, and he goes over there to talk to him. I'm gonna take a second right here though. That guy Morbius is played by Owen Wilson, and me and my girl Rihanna, she watches this show with me. And you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but she is a huge Cars fan. So when she was watching this with me, I looked over at her and I said, "Do you know who that is?" And she looked at me, she said, "That's Lightning McQueen." So I just thought, I was so impressed with her knowing that voice, you know, but she knows, of course, you know, she knows that voice backwards and forwards, you know, it's, you know, it's Owen Wilson, it's Lightning McQueen. She didn't know the actor's name, but she knew that was Lightning McQueen, y'all. So anyway, that was just something I wanted to, you know, share, because, you know, it was a moment I had with my little girl. But anyway, so he's going over there to talk to the little girl, and she has this, like, this candy that turned her mouth blue. And so he tells her to go wait outside, and when he's coming back through, gonna go back through that doorway, you know, that space-time doorway, there's an agent that comes out and shows him who they've got. You know, he shows him that they've got Loki. So Loki, you know, he's being escorted into the courtroom, and the judge lady there, she's asking him, you know, how does he plead, you know, against crimes against the sacred timeline. And he's like, he's not guilty and everything. And she's like, well, who is guilty? And he suspects that the Avengers are, because there were two Tony Starks there. And now it makes sense to me. You know, when I was talking earlier in the episode, I thought it was at the end of Avengers, you know, the first movie, and it was, but I remember now that Endgame, they had traveled through time to get, you know, all the Infinity Stones, and, you know, that's when Tony Stark knocked the briefcase out of his own hand, and, you know, and then Loki got it. That wasn't supposed to happen, but what the Avengers were doing was supposed to happen. That's what the judge tells Loki, that, you know, they are supposed to, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And his escaping disrupted the time sequence. So, and he asks her, you know, according to who, you know, who makes these rules? And, you know, she tells him about the Time Lords or whatever they're called. And I know they're not called Time Lords, I don't think, because that's a Doctor Who thing. But anyway, it's the time people. Anyway, and again, she asks him, how does he plead? And he's like, you know, I find myself guilty of this. And he tries to use his powers. Well, they don't work. Powers don't work in this place. They don't work in the TVA. So everybody has a good laugh on Loki's expense. And then she decides, you know, to have him reset and, you know, go about the day, you know. But Morbius, while all of this was going on, he came in and sat down and was watching these proceedings. So as they're starting to take Loki away, he jumps up and says that he knows what Loki is capable of, and he approaches the bench and talks the judge into letting him take Loki to help him with the case he's working on. You know, whatever he was looking at in the episode before this, he needs Loki's help, you know, now. And we find out later on what that help is. So anyway, so he takes him, and they're walking down this corridor, and you can see outside, and it's all futuristic, you know. Like I said, in the TVA headquarters, it looked like it, you know, jumped out of the 70s. But if you look out of the window, all of the scenery looks like it's from the future. So there is no telling, you know, when this time, this TVA time space is really happening. Did it come from the future? Did it come from the past? We don't know. But anyway, so Morbius takes him, or takes Loki into a room, and, you know, and Loki, he's having a hard time trusting Morbius. You know, he is, so he tries to sneak up on Morbius, and Morbius, you know, that collar around Loki's neck makes him, makes Morbius where he can rewind Loki's movements. So anyway, he sets him down, and Loki asks him why he's never heard of the TVA before. And of course, Morbius says, because you haven't had to, you know, you've always stayed on your path until now. And Morbius, he starts asking Loki a set of questions, you know, what's he going to do if he goes back and all of this stuff. And Loki, you know, he wants to be king. He wants to be the ruler of Earth. And so Morbius, he starts showing him, you know, on a projector, his life. You know, they show some of the scenes in Avengers, you know, and how Loki was enjoying hurting people and stuff. And then, like, the highlight of this episode, they show a scene that's never been seen before of Loki. He's on a plane, and he, you know, there's a stewardess. She comes in, and he tells her that he has a bomb on the plane, and, you know, if he don't get some money and all that. And then he jumps out of the plane, and of course, you know, Heimdall does the thing to, you know, the Asgard thing, the bridge, you know. Anyway, he escapes. The thing about it is, he was D.B. Cooper. Like, who knew, you know? If you're not familiar with the true history of D.B. Cooper, it's a true story. There was a man on a plane, and he hijacked this plane. It was a commercial flight, and he, you know, he had a bomb on the plane, and he made the FBI, they, you know, held the plane for ransom, and he was asking for, I can't remember exactly how much money, but the FBI paid him, and he jumped out of the plane, parachuted out of the plane, and escaped. They never found a body or the money. They have found, you know, in the woods, they have found, like, little bit of the money, but they have never recovered a body, or he just disappeared. So it's very strange. So I don't know if D.B. Cooper is still out there somewhere. Who knows? He would be an old man now, but it's very strange. It really happened. So anyway, so Loki, you know, they answered the question of who D.B. Cooper was. But anyway, so Morbius, he shows him the future of what Loki's gonna do, and he shows him his mother and how, not intentionally, but how Loki got her killed. And, you know, this upsets Loki, of course. And while Morbius is questioning Loki about what makes him tick and, you know, why Loki is the way he is, they get interrupted by one of the TVA agents, and she, you know, that one lady, and she comes in and pulls Morbius to the side and tells him that they have another situation because, you know, they lost another unit, and they go back into the room where Loki was, and he's gone. So they go to look for him, and Loki, you know, he's in the hallway, and he runs into that guy that they gave the Tesseract to. And he tells him he'll gut him like a fish if he doesn't give it back. And, of course, that guy's never heard of a fish because he's lived behind a desk all his life and all of this. But anyway, the guy gives it back to him, or shows him where it is. And this drawer that has a Tesseract in it is full of Infinity Stones. And we all know how, you know, powerful those Infinity Stones are, but they're useless here. A lot of people use them as paperweights. So that's really eye-opening for Loki that, you know, magic really doesn't work, you know. I mean, this place is more powerful. So he goes back to that room that him and Morbius was in, and he starts watching the tape again, and he sees his future. He watches his mother die, he watches Odin die, and then he actually sees himself die. And this was a very powerful moment, you know. When I was watching it, I kept saying, you know, somebody stop him. Don't let him watch anymore, you know, after Odin died. because I knew what was coming. So he watches the tape all the way to the end, and when he gets to the end, you know, the file, it says end of file, because that's the end of his life. So that woman guard, she comes in right at this moment after he sees his death, and he starts fighting her, and he takes his collar off and puts it on her, and it makes her keep rewinding herself, you know, and he rewinds her all the way back till she's in the hallway. And then it goes, and then that one guy that Loki was, you know, threatening that he was going to gut him like a fish and all this, is talking to two men. I don't know who these two men are. They don't explain that just yet. But that guy, you know, he's like, that variant you had, of course, got away. And then it goes to back to Loki, and Morbius comes in the room and sees him sitting there. Of course, and of course, Loki is upset because of what he just saw. And he tells Morbius, you know, he doesn't enjoy hurting people. He just does it because he has to. Because, you know, he said it earlier in the episode that, you know, people with power do these things to strike fear in the weak when they are actually the weak ones. So what Loki is saying is he's weak. He's not nothing special. And he points out, you know, that he can't go back to his own timeline. And Morbius, you know, he's like, no, you can't. He's like, but I can offer you something better, you know, because we are hunting a variant, a rogue variant that has been killing our agents, and we need your help to find them. And Loki asks, you know, why, how could I help you? And Morbius tells him, because the variant is you. You know, it's a version of Loki that out there killing people. So it goes to the next scene, and they're in Oklahoma, and there's a unit there that's trying to find out, you know, because, you know, the time has been altered there, and they're looking for whatever is gone amiss there. And they decide to set up the charge, but they see someone off in the distance before they set off the charge, you know, to reset the timeline. And it's a hooded figure, and that person starts walking towards them. They drop a lantern, and the oil that was on the ground ignites, and it, you know, this person, this hooded figure starts killing these people. But one of the guys, he's trying to get towards that charge to reset the timeline right before he gets to it, though, he gets dragged off of out of the shot. And then the next thing we see is that hooded figure pick up that charge, and, you know, and then the show goes off. That's how it ends. So there's a Loki out there that is causing problems for the TVA, and that's what Morbius wants, you know, our Loki to help him catch this bad Loki. So my thoughts on this first episode, it was a great first episode. It was very informative. It got you interested. Aside from being confused at the beginning there, I understand now what's going on. Like I said, and I've mentioned this when I was talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or Captain America and the Winter Soldier, I have got to go back and watch Endgame. I've watched it once, but I haven't watched it again since. And I really do need, I know I need to go back and watch that to understand, especially this series. But it's too hard, guys. Y'all, if anybody has seen Endgame, y'all know why. You know, y'all know why I'm struggling. So, but anyway, that's the end of the episode. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So I got like three pieces of trivia. Number one, it says Tom Hiddleston recommended adding Odin telling his sons he loves them from Thor Ragnarok in 2017 to the Time Theater. Number two, the TVA sets were purposefully designed to look like a stereotypical government office, space from the 1960s and 1970s right down to the usage of typewriters, old-style film reels, rotary phones, etc. from that era. And see, remember, I had talked about, you know, that looking like, you know, from the 60s and 70s. So anyway, the end of the tape of Loki's life has ETH-616 written on it. Earth 616 is the main universe of the Marvel Comics. So yeah, I thought all those pieces of trivia were pretty interesting. So y'all stay tuned for news. So from Deadline, I got, it says, Loki launched a home run for Disney Plus. While Disney Plus hasn't reported figures on the first episode of Marvel's Loki, which dropped last Wednesday, Samba TV updated its stats to reflect that the five-day viewership of the show is the best the streaming service has ever seen, with 2.5 million U.S. household views. That figure beats the five-day number of the first episode premiere of Disney Plus Marvel's Falcon and the Winter Soldier, with 1.8 million U.S. households, and WandaVision, with 1.6 million. Previously, Samba TV reported that first-day number of Loki was a record for Disney Plus shows, with 890,000 U.S. household tuning in. So, yeah, those numbers don't surprise me at all, because this, out of all of the Marvel, out of all the things that Marvel announced, you know, during, I think it was before in the fall, of the things that were coming out in 2021, this was the most anticipated show. So yeah, those numbers really don't surprise me at all. So anyway, I don't have any listener feedback, mainly because really I haven't really been promoting this very good. Plus, you know, like I said, my life this last week has been crazy. But I'm going to leave my link tree in the descriptions as always if y'all want to get in touch with me. I'm going to try and get this week's Loki, you know, yesterday, Wednesday's Loki, out sometime this weekend. If not tomorrow, then it'll be sometime this weekend. And that, I guess that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Y'all keep having fun.